To the East Bay now, police locked down East Avenue Middle School in Livermore for more than 2 hours after a parent reported seeing a man with a gun on campus. ABC 7's John Alston got a firsthand account from that mother, and he joins us now live from Livermore. John.
Carolyn, this was a rough day for more than two dozen students and faculty, especially coming so soon after the fatal school shooting in Ohio. Students here were scared but unhurt, and tonight there is still no sign of the man with a rifle.
The all-clear came shortly before 7 p.m. when students were allowed to finally leave their locked classroom after more than two frightening hours.
It was very scary, actually. A lot of pressure. And
she's just having a hard time right now.
Just before 4:30, she was with her mother, who first reported seeing a man in the hallway wearing jeans, a hoodie, and a black beanie, and carrying a rifle under his arm.
It was a long one. I don't know much about weapons, but I could just say it was long. It was like a rifle. Like, I don't know what kind of weapon it was, but I saw it.
She warned the faculty member who runs the after-school program here.
My first thought was to go back to tell Scott to call 911. I mean, I was, you know, afraid if we went out, you know, something could happen. I was also afraid that he could lock the front doors of the school and do something bad with all the kids and pals in there.
For more than 2 hours, police surrounded East Avenue Middle School. They searched every classroom, closet, and garbage can. While that was going on, about 16 students who were part of an after-school program stayed locked in a homework room with an adult. About 10 faculty members sheltered in place. Police did not find a gunman.